Christians. True Christians gladly affirm they are bought. We gladly affirm that we have been redeemed not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We gladly affirm that we are bought with a price. We are gladly affirming that we have been purchased by His blood. We also gladly affirm that having been purchased, we are under His sovereign lordship. We are His slaves. We are His servants. We obey His word. You heard that, didn't you, in the baptism again tonight? The true believer gladly affirms that. The true believer gladly affirms, I have been purchased by Christ for servanthood. He is my despotess, my sovereign Lord and master, absolute Lord over all that I am and all that I have. Listen to me. To deny the lordship of Jesus Christ is not to be relegated to second-class Christianity. It is to be damned. It is to be damned if it is a true denial of His sovereign lordship. Why do you say that? Because it says in verse 1, denying the master who bought them, bringing swift damnation upon themselves. It is self-inflicted by a process of persistent rebellion. Quick, sudden, soon. That's what swift means. Quick, sudden, soon destruction, either by death or by the coming of Christ in judgment. Now, the idea, people, is this is very crucial. When you are identifying a false teacher, sometimes you can't tell by their theology. You have to look past that to their morality. And you are not asking what they affirm, for they may affirm that Christ has bought them. You ask, do their lives demonstrate submission to the sovereign Lord? Now, the false teachers, they say no to sovereign lordship. They're not interested in that. All they want to do is deceive the people in the church. All they want to do as the emissaries of Satan, whether they know it or not, and some of them know it and some of them don't. Some know they're deceivers, some don't. They are the pawns of Satan to carry out the ruse of deception. They're not interested.